Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. So now let's listen to the 41st verse again.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون.
The example of those who take allies other than Allah is like that of the spider who takes a home. And indeed, the weakest of homes is the home of the spider, if they only knew.
So, brothers and sisters, regarding this 41st verse, previously we mentioned that this whole chapter, this whole surah, has been entitled Ankabut because of the name of Ankabut in this verse. So, مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت. The parable of those who take guardians beside Allah is as that of the spider. اتخذت بيتا, that makes for itself a house. We had a closer look on the quality of the materials, on the actually structure of this so-called house of Ankabut. And we had a bit of a comparison between what these houses and nests of the animal actually are. And we understood that why, in comparison with other houses, this is called أوهن البيوت, the frailest of all houses in this verse of the Quran. We also said that we are not ignorant of the fact that this house of spider, although it is mentioned as a proverb for the weakness it has, it is one of the wonders of the world. The webs of spider are made from some viscous liquid, which is stored in some small cavities, as small as the needle point located under its belly. And this liquid, saved and stored in the body of Ankabut and spider, has a very special combination that when it is exposed to the weather, it becomes hard and firm. And this is one of the wonders, one of the great wonders of the world. So, and it actually shows how great the Almighty Allah is. By its particular claws, spider draws that liquid out from these cavities and makes its webs by it. Some commentators have said that the weakness of these webs is because of their extraordinary tenderness. Else it is stronger than a steel string with the same thinness. So it is actually surprising that each of these webs sometimes comes out from a very small hole which is under its belly and in its body. And now you may think that how tender, exact, and narrow every one of these secondary webs is produced.
مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون
So, dear listeners, besides this material that this house has, and which has been mentioned in the structure of the spider's house, its structural shape is also very interesting. We said we are not negating the fact that we can reach the greatness of the Almighty Allah by merely looking at this very frailest of houses, أوهن البيوت. But the verse says in the very end, لو كانوا يعلمون, if they know this, which means the ones who are ignorant of this fact, they think that this is the best house, this is the best refuge they might find. But they are ignorant of the fact that they are adhering, they are sticking to the frailest of houses. But at the very same time, we're not negating its beauty. I mean, if you look carefully at the sound houses of spiders, you see an interesting scenery, like a sun with its sunbeams. And it's really interesting. And this house, of course, is a suitable and ideal house for a spider. But on the whole, there cannot be considered a house weaker than this. I mean, the objects that these pagans worshipped, other than Almighty Allah, are like this house. Regarding the fact that the spider is not only of one kind, and some scholars claim that more than 20,000 sorts of spiders have been known until now, and each of them have some specialities, the greatness and power of the Almighty Allah is made in the creation of this small creature as well. I mean, if one were to look closely, he would actually understand how great the Almighty Allah is. But the application of the Quranic word awliya instead of asnam may point to one important fact. The verse says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا. The parable of those who take guardians beside Allah is as the parable of spiders. So the verse says, these pagans have chosen some people other than the Almighty Allah as their awliya, as their guardians. But it could have said asnam, which means the idols. But why is it? This application might point to this fact that not only the man-made objects of worship, but also the leaders of non-religious groups are in the same row. And the sentence, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, in the very end is also mentioned, and it is about the idols and those false objects of worship, and it is not about the weakness of spider's house, because the weakness of the spider's house is known to all mankind. But the point is that these people did not know what they're sticking to. So the concept of this sentence overall is, if they were aware of the weakness of the objects of worship and the positions that they had chosen other than the Almighty Allah, they would know well that these are like the webs of spider from the point of weakness. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.